This past week in politics wasn't dominated by legislation or debate. The GOP freak show took over the centering of the Washington, D.C. circus. So let's start with Representative George Santos. He was indicted on 13 federal charges. They include, let's see here, wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, making false statements to Congress. George Santos lying. Shocking. Actually, you should be asking what took the Fed so long to come up with that charge. Anyway, if you want to check out the indictment, it's posted over at our downloads page at issuesandideasradio.com. Santos surrendered his passport. He's looking at up to 20 years in prison if he's convicted. Then we had Donald Trump losing in court. Again, kind of hope he'd be used to this by now, wouldn't you? This lawsuit was in the case brought against him by E. Jean Carroll. Jury issued a unanimous decision declaring that Trump was liable for sexual assault, defamation against Carroll. They also awarded E. Jean Carroll $5 million. The reaction by Trump and the residents of Trump Island? Well, as you would expect, lies, extreme ideas, conspiracies, you know, the usual. Let's do a little timeline on this. Remember when Trump was in Scotland and he said he was going back to New York City to attend the trial and defend himself? Well, he didn't. Then after the verdict, Trump whined about how he was prevented from defending himself, hoping the lemmings who follow him would forget about how the judge basically slammed the brakes on the whole trial and held the door open for Trump to testify in his own defense. Trump never responded. Instead of one of his social media all-caps rants, he complained about the name of E. Jean Carroll's cat not being presented as evidence. No, I'm not making that up. Then this past Wednesday in that CNN town hall, Trump once again went after E. Jean Carroll, which resulted in Carroll hinting that she may sue Trump yet again. Trump at that CNN town hall also repeated, by the way, that he took those classified documents, which I'm sure will be of great interest to Jack Smith. That's the guy who's running the investigation into that. So let's update our Donald Trump scorecard. He's now a twice impeached, indicted, liable for sexual assault and defamation ex-president who pals around with an anti-Semite and dines with a white Christian nationalist. Did I miss anything? And yet, a large part of the GOP, when asked about their choice for a presidential candidate for 2024, say, ooh, I'll take that. Or perhaps the worst of the worst came to us via the Republican U.S. Senator from Alabama, Tommy Tuberville, who was trying to recover from the reaction he had to the response he gave to the move by the U.S. military to prevent white Christian nationalists from serving in the military. Now, just to clue you in on what Tuberville is all about, he's misstated the three branches of the U.S. government, made the case that Russia invaded Ukraine in order to acquire more farmland. He's made comments about race, crime, reparations. This past week, Tuberville said, in regards to the verdict against Trump in the E. Jean Carroll case, that makes me want to vote for him twice. Yeah, I kind of have doubts that Tuberville could even spell IQ. But be that as it may, getting back to white Christian nationalists in the military, question from Richard Banks, who is with WBHM Radio, it's one of the NPR affiliates in Alabama. You mentioned the Biden administration trying to prevent white nationalists from being in the military. Do you believe they should allow white nationalists in the military? Tuberville responded, well, they call them that. I call them Americans. What happened after January 6th, and I was here, in the Capitol on January 6th, we were attacked on the Senate floor, saying all these people that came into the Capitol were extremists, they were against the country. There was a lot of people. There were probably 100 of them that came in, broke windows, broke doors, that should have been locked up. There are actually thousands, but again, I digress. That's not how we do it in America. But there were hundreds of thousands that didn't come in outside that were true Americans that believe in this country. But right after that, we, our military, and Secretary Austin put out an order to stand down and all military across the country, saying, we're going to run out the white nationalists, people that don't believe how we believe, and that's not how we do it in this country. So let me just summarize here. Tuberville is okay with people who believe that Jews and non-whites are enemies of America. He is perfectly fine with having them serve in our military.